Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be discussing the issue of Shana Rishona. The Torah says in Parashas Kiseitze, it's probably, if you look it up, Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk, hey, Ki yigach ish isha chadasha, when a man takes a new wife, lo yetze batzava, lo, you shouldn't go out in the army, velo yavo olav l'chol davar, and he shouldn't be assigned any new task, naki yia leveso shana achas, he should be clean to his home, free for his home for 1 year, V'simach es ishtoy asher lokach, and he should make happy the wife whom he took. So this shir on Shana Rishona, making your wife happy, the one who you took, should be Lili Nishmas, Chana bas Rabbi Yitzchak Yoina, Esther bas Shmuel, Alexander Zesher ben Yosef, and Naftali Hertz ben Anto Avram, and Aaron ben Yaakov Shachem, and Lippin Asher ben Brindle, and the Refuas Toy Beudis bas Temagasya, and Eitan Meir ben Rivkoyer, B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael, sweetest friends. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Reishah Dalid paskins this lahalach. He says it's one of the 613 commandments. It's enumerated in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That a chosen, says the Rambam, has to be with his wife for a complete year. He's not allowed to leave the city. He's not allowed to go into the army and anything similar to this. Rather, Yismach ima ad malois lo shana tumima. He should be happy with her for a complete year. Some suggest this tumima is lafuke. There's a shita, if I remember correctly, to the Sfas Emes, that Shana Rishona ends at Rosh Hashanah. And whenever you got married that year, it's a calendar year. Whenever the calendar year ends, then it's over. But the Rambam says, no, shana tumima, it's a whole year, 12 months. In any event, that's the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, a chosin has to be with his wife for a year, as the pasuk says. The chinuch and mitzvahs tufkof pei aleph and tuf kuf pei aleph and tuf kuf pei beis enumerates the lav of lo yavo elav, not to go away, not to be, as the English renders it, not to be assigned any task. It obviously doesn't mean he doesn't do anything for a whole year, but it means not going away for the first year. And he also says the mitzvah, this is the losa say not to go away, and there's an asay to stay home, naki yele beso. So the Rambam actually, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the asay and the losa say. Comes the Minchas Chinuch, and he asks on the Chinuch, I don't understand. It looks like the asay and the losa say are dafka chosin in his first year. The dafka chosin in his first year is not allowed to go to the army, he's not allowed to go away from home. However, in the Gemara in Saita, we see that this pasuk is not only referring to a chassan. This pasuk is also alluding to somebody who has a new house and somebody who has a vineyard which he hasn't enjoyed yet for a whole year. So such people are over on the essay and loisesay in the first year if they go away. In fact, in the Mishnah in Soitim and Gimel Amid Aleph, Elu Shein Zazim Imakoman, who's not allowed to go from their place? Somebody who builds a house and it's in the first year of the house, somebody who plants a vineyard, and v'chilolo, it's in the fourth year, it's not the revive, but he hasn't enjoyed a whole year yet. After he redeems it, he hasn't enjoyed a whole year of eating it, so such people should stay home, naki yeh lebeso shana achas. Lebeso is a beso, yeh is a karmo. So we dash him in the pasuk, naki yeh lebeso, lebeso is mamish's house. Pashpshat's talking about a wife, but the chazal darshan it to be talking about a house, isn't that interesting? That the drash is the simple meaning of the word. In other words, naki yele beso is his wife. So people always ask what pshat is. What would pshat be in this pasuk? Some say pshat would be his house. That's not the simple meaning of the text. Is his wife. Chazal darshin, beso, beso is beso. That he should be with his house for the first year. And yi ezer karmo. And azoy yot Rambam gepaskint in hochas malachim. That bayis and kerem, you're also over on this essay in the lab. So there's a kasha now on the chinuch. Why didn't the chinuch in mitzvah tavkuf pei aleph, tavkuf pei beis mention anything about the house and the vineyard? Not in the essay, not in the loisesay. That's the minchas chinuch's kasha and the sefer chinuch. Why don't you sefer chinuch mention anything about the vineyard and the house? Do you have to stay with them for the first year also? What, you don't like Drush's chazal? Drush's chazal are gravaldic. We're not karaites and we're not carrots. We believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, so why don't you mention the Drush of chazal? Not only that, when the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the Shorish HaMitzvah, the reason for the mitzvahs, he also explains the reason for the Chosen. It's a good way to start off. It establishes the Simcha for the future. But he doesn't talk about Bayis and Karen. What happened to the house and vineyard? Why don't you talk about that, Sefer HaChinuch? Hazoyat Gefrekt, the Minchas Chinuch. So not only is this a kasha on the Sefer HaChinuch, this is also a kasha on the Rambam. Because yes, in Hochas Malachim he says that the Lav and the Essay are also talking about the Bais and the Kerem, and so too in the Minyan HaMitzvahs and before Hochas Malachim. He says that when you get married, and when you build a building, and when you plant a vineyard, you should be happy with your kinyan for an entire year. And you don't go to war. So he does mention it. The Rambam does mention it, that he should be samech b'kinyano for a whole year. These other areas of Karen and Bayis. However, that's only in the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim. But there, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about the Bayis and the Karen. He only talks about the Chosen. In Lav Shin Yud Aleph, also, the Rambam only talks about the Chosen. What about the Bayis and the Karen? So the same Kash, the Minchas Chinuch asked on the Sefer HaChinuch, why, you Rabbi Sefer HaChinuch, why didn't you say anything about the Bayis and the Kerem staying with them for the first year, also not going to the war, not going to the army? Why didn't you mention anything about not going to the army if you have a Bayis and a Kerem? You only mentioned Sefer HaChinuch Chosen. Why didn't you mention anything about the Bayis and the Kerem? That's also darshan by Chazal. So that very self-same kasha we can ask in the Rambam. You, the Rambam, yourself paskin that you're not allowed to leave if you have a new home or a new vineyard. A vineyard that you haven't enjoyed yet for a whole year. So why didn't you also paskin? Why didn't you say that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? When you're enumerating the 613, you only mentioned Chosen. You didn't mention anything about the Bayis and the Kerem. So the same kash we asked in the Chinuch, where do Bayis and Kerem go? We can ask in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, the Minchas Chinuch makes another horror that L'chayra, these lavmen in this essay of not leaving, the essay to stay and the lav not to go, are exeris hakosuf, that you're not allowed to force him to leave his house. If he got married, if he built a house, if he planted a vineyard, that you're not allowed to force him to go to war. But let's say he wants to go, then says the Minchas Chinuch, there's no issur at all. That the only problem is if you force him. That's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests. However, from the Sefer HaChinuch, it doesn't seem like that. He says, Shenimna Chosen Latzis Mibeso. Chosen's not allowed to leave his house. Mashm, even if he wants to, he's not allowed to leave. The Lashon of the Pasuk, Lo Yetze, you're not allowed to go out, Naki Yelebeso. So it's talking to him, you're not allowed to go out, it's not a matter of forcing him. That there's Xeris HaKosav, that in the first year he's not allowed to leave. So there's no reason. It's Xeris HaMelech. You have to stay home in the first year. And therefore, if he leaves, then he's over on an Isser. He's over on a Lab and an Essay. And the Minchas Chinuch says that Mitzad HaSvaru would seem that it's Dafka Bal Karcha only if you force him, that he's allowed to go on his own. So again, you have this Minchas Chinuch who says that Alpi Svara, if he chooses to leave, he should be allowed to. And then you have the Mashmos of the Sefer HaChinuch and even the Pasuk that would imply that even if he wants to, he can't leave. Not only that, but the Chinuch brings a Yesh Omrim that the Mechila of a wife helps and then he can leave. And the Shaila is, what's it Shaykh to talk about Mechila here? If it's Xeris HaKosuv, so what does your Mechila help? So that's what we have to deal with, sweetest friends. Basically understanding why the Rambam and the Minchas and the Sefer HaChinuch omitted Bayis and Kerem, staying with them for the first year, not going out to war. And what the din is, do we go with the Minchas Chinuch Svara, that he's allowed to leave if he wants? Or do we go with what the Sefer HaChinuch seems to say, that even if he wants to, he can't leave? And also, what's a child to talk about Mechilas Isha? If he has to stay with her, then he has to stay with her. If he has to make her happy, he has to make her happy. So what does it have to do with her mechila? So in the Sefer Drishas Pikudecha, in Mitzvah's essay Reisha Dalid, it's a Sefer on the Sefer on Mitzvahs by Argon Rabbi Rafal, a coin kunstler. I happen to love the Sefer to pieces. It's gewaldig. So he presents the following, Goinish Mahalich, to for enter the Alakashis. We have three pturim here. You have a married man, you have a bias, and you have a Karen. Now, they're all mentioned, either explicitly or alluded to, in the same pasuk. So l'chayru, you would say, they all have the same gather. All three mitzvahs have the same gather. Bayis, Kerem, and Isha. Like the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Malachim, that these three people, the one who gets married and builds a house and a vineyard, they should be smechem b'kinyanim shana t'mima, u'machzir naisim in ulcham. No war for these gentlemen. They have to be happy with their kinyan for a year. So Pashtus HaPasuk is talking about a chasen. However, we have a Jerusha's Chazal, which also includes Bayis and Karim. And the Mela, all of them, L'choira, would have the same gather. To be happy with what they have, with their kinyan for a year. However, Zo Hashkafa Shitchit. Hashkafa Yotir Ma'amika. Ta'amid Otanu B'keren Ora. Now I'm just trying to speak like we're footing in the Pachat. A deeper look will reveal that it's not really true. That there are two levels on which this pasuk has to be learned. This is mamasha. Pilei pilei plot, Rabbi say. The passage of the pasuk is talking about a chasen. A chasen. A chasen is not allowed to leave for the first year. He has to stay with his wife. Then we have a ribui in the pasuk. We have the word yiyeh, which is karma. Beisoy, which is beisoy. So that's a completely new gather. It's a completely new gather when you're talking about Karmo and Besa. And because of this new gather, you're going to have, obviously, a new halacha. Because then now there are two different chiyuvim. What do I mean? How does the Rambam define the mitzvah in the Hilchos Malachim of being with his wife, vineyard, and house? Lahavdil. Between the wife and the vineyard and the house. Smechem b'kinyanam shana t'mima. To be happy with his kinyan for a whole year. So the gather of the mitzvah is that this person should be happy with his kinyan. So that's the way what the Rambam writes, to be happy with his kinyan. But that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is that he has to stay home in order to be Mesamech his wife. Not to be happy himself. Not to be Sameach B'kinyano. But to be misameach his wife, v'simach his ishto asher lokach. So when the Rambam talks about the mitzvah, the three, getting married, bayis and kerem, he says the gather is to be happy with your kinyan. That's the mitzvah. But if you read Pshuto Shel Mikra, the mitzvah is to be misameach, not to be happy with your wife, but to make your wife happy. It's a choyves hanhogas ishus that a man has to make his wife happy in the first year. That's Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's the pasuk. But there's a Kabbalah of Chazal. Chazal have a tradition that it's also referring to a bayis and a kerem. And included in that, in the Kabbalah's Chazal, in this new gather of being samech with your kinyan, as opposed to being misamech what you were kone, i.e., being sameach with your vineyard and house, as opposed to being misameach, making your wife happy. But included in being sameach with your vineyard and your house is also being sameach with your wife. That's all berovet hadrash. Shnei rovadim. Yesh et rovad apshat, v'yesh et rovad hadrash. Berovad apshat. Ha'adam chayav lesameach et ishto. Berovad hadrash, lefi hadrasha chazalit. Adam chayav lismoach im kinyano, klomar, lismoach im ishto, lismoach im beitov, lismoach im karmo. Those are the two levels. Pshat, to make your wife happy. Drash, to be happy with your wife, vineyard, and house. Rashi, and the pasuk says, v'simach es ishtoi. He says that the correct way to learn this pasuk is, V'yichad yas itse, you should be misameach your wife. And the person who is metargim v'yechti im itse is making a mistake. Saying you have to be happy with your wife is making a mistake. Because it says v'simach, not v'samach. V'samach es ishto, maybe you can say, means he should be happy with his wife. But v'simach is causative. You should make your wife happy. So that's pash pshat in the pasuk, to make your wife happy. And if you say otherwise, if you say that it's with your wife, you're making a mistake, says Rashi. Uncle Taka renders like Rashi. V'yichad yosit say. However, in the Targum Yonason, he says v'yichde imin say. He says with her. But what is he going to do with Rashi? Rashi's kasha is, it says v'simach es ishto, you should make your wife happy. So how do you say that means be happy with your wife? The answer is, like we're saying, Pashup pshat in the pasuk, pshuto shel mikra is v'simach es ishto, that you have to make your wife happy. Now, Chazal have a drasha, Chazal have a Kabbalah, that it's also referring to your isha bayis and kerem, to be happy with them, like the Rambam says, smechim im kinyanam, that a person should be happy with his wife, vineyard, and house for the first year. And that's the targum of Yonasan ben Uzziah. So he's being metargim al pi drash, and Rashi's metargim al pi pshat. So v'yichad imin says to be happy with your wife, because you have to be happy, there's a mitzvah for you to be happy for the first year. And that would also include kerem and bayis. Hashem kein Rashi, Rashi's talking about being with sameach, your wife, which is the pashuk shat in the pasuk, making her happy. Not being happy with her as you would with your bayis and your kerem. But making her happy, there's no inyan to make your bayis and kerem happy. You're happy that you have a bayis and kerem. You're happy you have a wife. Sameach and kinyano, that's one, that's a drash level. But the pshat level is to make your wife happy. So here you have, to use the Lithuanian Talmudic terminology, what they call in the modern parlance, lumdish terminology, there are shnei dinim, hachalukim biyisod gidram. They are two separate halachas that are fundamentally different. One is to make your wife happy, the other one is to be happy with your wife and house and vineyard. And now, the road is paved, sweetest friends, for us to answer all the kashas. We can understand the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Chinuch, that it's a mitzvah on the Chasen. That he has to, even if he wants to, he's not allowed to leave. He has to stay with his wife the first year. So you're right, Al-Pi Svar, why isn't it totally in his Ratzon? Why can't it be Mochel on the Simcha? So I don't want to have Simcha the first year, so why don't we let him? The answer is, Eilu Beilu Dibrei Elohim Chaim, like the Minchas Chinuch said, his Minchas Chinuch is also right. We don't let him. That we do let him. It's Tolui Beretzona. The Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch are also right that it's not Tolui Beretzona. We said it's Mashma and the Sefer Chinuch and also the Rambam. That he has to do it the first year, he doesn't have a choice. According to the Minchas Chinuch, and that's also Pashat in the Pasuk. According to the Minchas Chinuch, it is Tolui Beretzona. If he wants to leave, he should be able to. The answer is that l'inyan ikara mitzvah, with regard to the primary mitzvah, v'simach es ishto. So there he has to make his wife happy. That's a din in hilchas ishus. So that's bal korcho shel chasen. That's the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that devolves upon the chasen to make his wife happy. And even if he wants to go out to the army, it's pashut that he's not allowed him. Because he has a chiyuv to make his wife happy. And like the Minchas Chinuch says, that's also Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. He's not allowed to go out. And now we can also understand what the Chinuch brings, that there's a mitzvah, that it's totally in the Mechila of the woman. It's totally in the Mechila also. And this Minchas Chinuch says, what Mechila is there? If he has to make his wife happy, how can you talk about Mechila? So the answer is, that's the yisod of the mitzvah. According to the Minchas Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam, the yisod of the mitzvah is l'sameach es ishto, like Rashi says in the pshat of the pasuk. That's the pashuk pshat. And if that's the mitzvah, then obviously, she can be morchu, because it's a chiyuv anochasin to make his wife happy. She's not interested. So it's nimcho. But that's only binogea the mitzvah, that's al pi pshuto shel mikra. But then we advance and we say, but there's also the drash of Chazal. And the drash is on Bronabayas and Otea Karen. So that is a new gather. And that gather is to be Misamech with his kinyan. To be Samech with his Isha, with his Bayas, with his Karen. And the Mela there, Misvara, if he doesn't want to, then he doesn't have to. Yes, it is, you're not allowed to take him out Baal Kocho. But if he wants to be Mochel on his Simcha, he can. It's totally Beritzono. So the Rambam is right on the Chinuch HaLayit that it's not totally Beritzono. He has to stay. That's only talking about the mitzvah to be Misamech, his wife. And the Minchas Chinuch says that it's not totally, but that it is totally Beritzono. It's only that you can't force him because that's the mitzvah, Lismach in Kinyano. And that's the Rovet Hadj, that's the Drash level of being Misamech, about being Samech with your wife, with your house, and with your vineyard. So, Kum Dois, that even after we have the ribui of Bonabais and Otea Kerem, that's not telling us anything about the Iker Geder HaMitzvah of Naki Elabes of Shana Achas. There's really two din. The Iker Mitzvah is to be Misamech, your wife. And then, there's a Komano Sefet, that a person also should be happy with his kinyan for the first year. And now we can also understand why the Rambam doesn't mention this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, even though he does mention it in Hilchos Malachim. Because Bayis and Kerem are completely new Gedarim. To be happy with your Bayis and happy with your Kerem. But that's not the Iker Mitzvah. And what does the Rambam enumerate in his 613 mitzvahs? The Rambam is only enumerating the Iker Mitzvah. The Rambam isn't enumerating the Chedushim, the new Gedarim in the Mitzvah. So as far as the Rambam, Vada, there's a Mitzvah D'oraisa to be Samech with your kinyan, with your vineyard, with your house, with your wife for the first year. But that's not going to be included in the 613 mitzvahs. 613 mitzvahs, 13 Iker mitzvahs, Mefurish mitzvahs. And therefore, since here, the Mefurish mitzvah is only to be Misamech, your wife, and not to be Samech with your wife, vineyard, and house, excuse me for using wife, vineyard, and house in the same breath, but that's what it says here. That's all the same gather, being Samech with them, as opposed to the added mitzvah of being Misamech, your wife. So the Rambam is not going to enumerate that in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, because that's not considered one of the 613. But in Hilchos Malachim, where he's telling us halachas, if Vada is a halacha, that you have to be Samech with your house, with your vineyard, with your wife. But as far as the Klal and Minyan HaMitzvahs, he's only going to include what's an explicit mitzvah, i.e. the Iker Mitzvah. He's only going to include the Iker Mitzvah, which is to be Misamech, your wife, and not this new gather, this new category that was Mischadesh in the Pasuk of being Samech with your king. And that is, again, different from the other Chiyuv. This is a Chiyuv Baal Korcho de Chosen. Chosen has to be Misamech, his wife. And that's Pshuto Shel Mikra. He can't get out of it. That's a Chiyuv on his wife. Aye, she wants to be Mochel. She can be Mochel. Like we said, the discussion, maybe she can be Mochel. That's the Chiyuv on his wife. And then there's another Chiyuv to be Samech with his kinyan for the first year. And that applies to wife, house, and vineyard. And it's very meduyuk. The Seder of the Rambam. What does he talk about in the previous mitzvahs? Puruvu, the mitzvah says of Kiddushin. So, and then the Rambam says to be Samech with your wife, to be Samech, your wife. In other words, it's all part of the, in the framework of talking about mitzvahs of marriage. Because that's what it's all about. Being with Samech, your wife. And that obviously would come after Peruvu and Kedusha. All part of the marriage halachas. And even after we are marbet, bayis and kerem, it doesn't move. This mitzvah doesn't move. Because it's not the Iker mitzvah. The Iker mitzvah still be Misamech, your wife. Now, if we still have the Kabbalah of Chazal, so Avada and Avada. The Din Torah that is in Manasseh and Alosa say to leave one's vineyard and house the first year, you can't force them to leave. Avada and Avada. But that's still not the Iker mitzvah. The Iker mitzvah is to be Misamech, your wife. So therefore the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim writes that there's a chiyuv and bias in kerem also, because that's the drush of Chazal. But in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he enumerates the 613 mitzvahs, it's not going to be the mitzvah, because the mitzvah, that's not the Iker mitzvah here. The Iker mitzvah is in the Samech, your wife, not your bias and your kerem. So it emerges, therefore, sweetest friends, and now all the kashas are answered. We had a kasha, why did the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Sefer HaChinuch not mention Bais and Kerem? The answer is that's not the Iker Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah is Isha. We also understand how you can talk about her Mechila. Because if she's Mochel, if it's the Mitzvah to be Samech, she can be Mochel. And we also understand why it's not up to him. Even Biritzono, he's not allowed to leave. Because he has to be Mesameach her. So it's not a mitzvah on him. It's not up to him to decide whether or not he wants to be Mesameach her. That's a Shiva that he has Klapei towards his wife. And we also understand now that, what about the Drush of Chazal? So the Drush of Chazal is a different gather. The Drush of Chazal is that one has to be happy with his kinyan for the first year, wife, vineyard, and house. And if he doesn't want to, if he's mochel on this, if he's mevater, then he can be mevater. So if he and his wife agree that he doesn't have to be mesamech, or he can go away, she has to agree mitzad is chiyuv towards her, and he has to agree mitzad, nobody can force him to leave, because he's allowed to be happy with his kinyan for the first year. And the same bais and kerem. Nobody can force him to leave, but if he wants to, then he can be mochel. And he can not be happy with his bais and kerem, but it's a right that the Torah gave him. I think, sweetest friends, we have a new insight into the relationship here between the Pshat and the Drash, and we have Havana to the mitzvah of being with Samech, your wife, the first year. We should all be Zoche Mitzvah Shem. Those who are not married should be Zoche B'Karv Mamish B'Shal Tovim Mitzlachas, to get married to the holiest of holy and to the most special of special people. Those who are already married should go Maila Maila B'Torah V'Yir Shemayim B'Kedusha V'Tara Amen Ken Yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.